You're listening to SBS News.
75% of Australians with English as a second language have what is called poor health literacy, meaning they don't really understand what to do when they are sick and where to go to get better. As part of Multicultural Health Week, an adult English language class was taken on a tour of the Shoalhaven Memorial Hospital in Nowra on the New South Wales south coast. The group was taken from ward to ward to familiarise themselves with the facilities and learn what to do when a medical emergency arises.
This tour is very helpful for me. Like I know if my daughter's sick, where I can go, and if I come in this hospital, who I can speak to first. So it's really good for me to know about this.
Many who now call this region home can struggle to understand Australia's at times complex health system. Yi-Ping McCarthy moved here from Taiwan nearly a decade ago and says she still encounters language barriers at the doctor's surgery.
It is hard to understand. The language is totally different. Some professional I can't understand. Even now, sometimes I go to see the GP and he just blah, blah, blah. And I just like, what?
That confusion can cause anxiety for those preparing to use the hospital more frequently, like expecting mother Mai No, who is due to give birth just before Christmas.
Little bit, but I try to relax. So it's good for my baby. So I believe and I trust the doctor and the nurses.
But it's not just a problem limited to migrants and new arrivals. 60% of all Australians have low health literacy. New South Wales Health Literacy and Diversity Health Manager Fiorina Mastroianni is calling for simplification.
We need to get better at communicating or making sure that our patients and their families and carers understand the information we provide.
Lisa Pitts, Multicultural Health Service Manager in the Illawarra Shoalhaven Local Health District, says there's a lot at stake if there isn't clear communication between patients and medical professionals.
Communication is the point at which a health encounter will succeed or it will fail.
And with most patients forgetting about half of what doctors tell them, any strategies to help retain information are welcome. Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.